The following talk was given at the Insight Meditation Center in Redwood City, California. Please visit our website at audiodharma.org.
Well, I'm very happy to be here with all of you. I'm happy to be meditating, and I just came back from being on a two-week retreat, and so where we did a lot of meditation. So maybe that's part of my happiness, is also coming here and having a chance to dip in again in a way like I was on retreat. So thank you for coming. And over the years of doing this meditation practice and mindfulness practice, good trouble hearing. I'll put it back a little closer. Is that better now? Okay. So over these years of doing mindfulness practice, meditation practice, attention practices of Buddhism, one of the things that I marvel at is all the different attentional faculties we have. So, for example, for me, I would say, you know, seeing is an attentional faculty. Hearing is one. And, you know, tasting, all the senses are attentional faculties. But we have other attentional faculties. We have ways of knowing, like we recognize what something is. And that part of the ecology of knowing or of awareness is to recognize something that's there. And that's a big part of mindfulness practice, is to recognize what's happening in the moment. Part of the attentional faculty is the ability to, in the mind's eye, to perceive or to be aware, to see without any recognition, without any words, kind of pre-verbal, a kind of a much simpler kind of knowing. Sometimes our attentional faculty puts us right in the middle of experience. Sometimes it has a step back and we kind of a bird's eye view of whatever's happening. We have a lot of attentional faculties that come into play when different mental faculties that contribute. And one of them that's a little bit indirect, it's not a directly an attentional faculty, but it's part of the ecology that we're tapping into or utilizing for the purposes of attention, is our faith or trust or confidence that it's worthwhile to do so. Many of us have confidence in our distracted mind. We have confidence in our fears, our conceits, our, you know, thinking about reviewing the past, planning the future. What happens as we do this practice, we slowly develop greater and greater confidence and trust, faith, in the attentional ability to be present here and now, and to value that ability, to value the different abilities we have, and bring those, harness them together, and with faith, with confidence that, yes, this is worthwhile, to be present in the present moment in a very simple way. Through our body, through our eyes, our ears, our nose, our tongue, through all the different ways the mind comes together to let us know what's happening here in the present moment. So maybe for today, if you'd like, you can try to call upon whatever confidence you have in the value of being attentive in the moment, what's happening, and not being pulled into thoughts and ideas, but to step back and just know what's happening. And if you're new to all this, you must probably have some confidence in the value of being present, being attentive in the moment. So to begin, one of the ways that we support the ecology of attention is to assume a posture that expresses attentiveness. That there are it's beautiful to see a young child, you know, I've seen pictures and very young kids just in their diapers or something. So their back has no clothes on it. And they're sitting sitting upright, you know, cross-legged on the floor with such a straight, alert back. It's like their whole back is alert, but they're not stressing or anything. They're just like there. So to take a posture with your back, with your feet square on the ground, or feeling the support, that somehow your whole body is going to be attentive. And then closing your eyes. And as if you're awakening your body's capacity for sensing, for feeling, take a few long, slow, deep breaths, maybe 3/4 full. And as you exhale, relax. Relax the body. Settle in. One of the attentional faculties we have is the feeling, sensing that happens through the body. The sensing and feeling of the physical experience of breathing. Letting your breathing return to normal. And feel how the body experiences breathing. And maybe for the next few breaths, each time you exhale, to let go of your thinking. Let your thinking drift away like a thought bubble. And let go into the experience of body breathing. Here. With experience of breathing working like a anchor or a tether that keeps you connected to the present moment. Here, now, having trust and faith in the value of being aware, mindful of your lived experience of the moment.